Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate. Bruce? Badger, it's Cyrus. Are you there? Do you copy? Over.
Let me try. Bruce, Badger, it's Birdie. Are you there? Do you copy? Over.
Gee, really thought that would work.
Maybe they landed. They said they were hovering close to the island.
You heard them. It sounded like something wasn't right.
If someone hurts them like you were hurt, I'm telling you, I'll drop an army on that island so fast.
Drop an army?
What? I run a global empire. I've got connections. I mean, Dad unleashed the power of the United States military the last time we staged an island rescue.
So, where is he?
Where is who?
Dad.
Oh, you know, he's just doing Dad stuff. Dadding around.
Why hasn't he been here to see me since I woke up?
He hasn't? Are you sure? Because I remember you were taking a nap.
Where is Dad, Birdie?
Well, Mom, can you come here? Cyrus has questions.
Hold on 1 second. What's up, guys?
Hang up your call, Mom. We need to talk. I want to know where Dad is.
I told you, honey. He'll be here soon. In the meantime, you need to continue to rest and regain your strength.
No more secrets, not after everything we've been through.
You're right. I told you Brinley sent over the formula to treat your condition.
Yeah?
I discovered that the antidote only activated when heated to a very specific temperature. But the compound was unstable and tended to combust when overheated. So raising the temperature of your bloodstream had to be incredibly precise. I couldn't get it to work in the lab, and we were about to lose you.
So Dad, being Dad, came up with an idea.
An extreme idea. To control the heat.
Badger and I helped.
How extreme are we talking?
Like, bust a supervillain out of a super secure prison extreme?
Supervillain? Oh no. You can't be serious. Magnus? That's a terrible plan!
That's what I said.
I mean, yes. There was a moment when he threatened to turn Holiday Corp into a big bonfire, but you're alive, so yay!
Why would Magnus help save me?
I think I'll let your dad give you the specifics. Here.
That's him on the phone?
Sure is.
Okay. Hello, Dad?
It is so good to hear your voice, son.
You too. So, Mom told me you busted Magnus out of a Supermax prison.
Well, it sounds bad when you put it that way.
But how'd you get him to work with you? And where are you, anyway?
I'd rather do this in person, buddy.
This is the Green Creek Correctional Facility Operator.
What?
Your time is almost up. This call will automatically disconnect in 30 seconds.
Oh boy.
Dad, are you in jail? Dad?
Cyrus, listen to me. Hearing your voice, knowing you're alive and back with us, it's all worth it. Trust me when I tell you, I sleep very well at night. Minus the lumpy cot and a snoring cellmate named Skull. Lovely guy, by the way, assures me he's innocent.
This isn't funny, Dad. You're in jail because of me.
No, I'm in jail because of me. And I'm gonna find a way out. Our family is gonna be together.
This session has expired. Goodbye.
Dad? This is unbelievable.
I know, kiddo. It's a lot to take in.
Did you guys really think I wouldn't find out?
Yes.
I still don't get how Magnus agreed to this.
Your dad offered him a chance at freedom.
But really?
Bruce got all scary and choked him till he did the right thing.
This just keeps getting better. Dad's in jail, Bruce and Badger are lost somewhere in Florida, and Brinley is in who knows what sort of trouble at Elixir Academy.
What's Elixir Academy?
Good question.
Sai, your radio!
Hello? It's Cyrus. Can you hear me? Over.
Cyrus? It's me, Badger.
Badger, what happened? We've been trying to reach you.
It's a long story.
But you're okay.
Yeah. Bruce is kind of jacked up, though. I'm gonna bring him back to Alaska on the hoverboard.
Do you need me to set a plane? This is Birdie.
Hey, Birdie. Thanks, but honestly, the hoverboard will probably be faster.
We'll have a team waiting.
Thanks, Dr. A. Hey, Cyrus, we weren't able to get to Brinley. I'm really sorry.
Don't worry about that now. Just get home safe.
Will do. Over and out.
Anybody want to tell me what's going on here?
Brinley didn't go to New York, Mom. She went looking for her mom at the school.
Sai, what's wrong?
That woman out in the hall.
What woman?
I don't see anyone.
She's gone now, but she was spying, I think.
What did she look like?
I didn't get a good view. She had her hoodie pulled right in front of her face.
It's the freak who tried to kill you. She's back.
What?
Birdie, stop.
She's not getting away from me this time.
Birdie!
Birdie!
I know you're just around that corner, lady, and I'm coming for you. Or not. Where'd she go? Ivan?
How may I be of assistance, Queen Birdie?
A woman was just in this hallway, maybe carrying a hoverboard. I need you to find her.
One moment. I've located her in stairwell 3W.
Thanks, Ivan. As soon as I'm in the stairwell, lock everything down, okay?
As you wish.
Hey, did you get a look at that woman who just ran you over? Never mind. Ivan?
She's gone. I couldn't slam the door closed without risking hitting that girl.
Ugh, not again. Are you okay? Man, she really tricked you, huh? I know the feeling. Here, come with me. My mom is a doctor.
I know.
Here we are. Dorm room, sweet dorm room. Remy, that bed over there is... Hen, where did she go?
I thought she was right behind me when we left my mom in the basement.
I thought so, too.
Don't tell me I lost another annoying roommate.
That would be a record.
I am a record setter. You okay, Pen? Your mom seemed really mad.
Yeah.
Well, if you need to go into hiding or just want some time away, you're always welcome here.
Thanks.
I mean, if we're gonna be trapped on this island, we may as well help each other out, right?
Right. At least this gives us more time to solve the mystery of what happened to Cyrus.
I hope your brothers are okay.
My brothers?
Badger and Bruce. Stay with me, Brinley.
I'm trying, Cybot.
They said they were on their way to get you. Maybe they made it here.
Your mom made it very clear no one is getting on or off this island.
I'm sure you'll hear from them soon. Cyrus, too.
Pen, what if I forget them for good?
You shouldn't think that way.
But it's possible. It happened to everyone else in this school. And it's pretty obvious your mom doesn't want me to leave this place.
I know she's the one who found us. But this lockdown, I think, came from above her.
Above Dr. Solstice? Like, the president?
The headmaster.
Who's the headmaster?
Don't know. I've heard my mom on the phone with him, but I've never even seen his face.
Well, he's gotta be around here somewhere. I mean, he runs the school. Where else would he be?
So that lady injected me with something? Why?
I don't know. But Bruce believes she's not human. And they saw her on a hoverboard.
Another bot? But who? Why?
I'm afraid to find out. We had a good run for a couple of years, didn't we? Even Holiday was out of danger. But now, it feels like we're back in the middle of it.
Are we? Or is it just starting?
Hey guys, she got away again.
It was a good try, Bird.
Ivan and I would have had her, but she trucked into this girl in the stairwell and used her as a distraction.
Is the girl okay?
You can ask her yourself. She's here for a job interview. Come on in!
Hi, Dr. Anders. Hi, Cyrus.
Hi. Have we met? You look familiar, but I'm sorry. What's your name?
Oh, that's okay. It's really nice to meet you all. My name is Casey.
Hey, now that you've listened to this week's episodes, head on over to the GZM Rewind feed to hear me and the creators talk about the latest episodes with special guests, including cast members and superfans.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to 4th and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more, and you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.